Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh. Today is the 8th of January 2019. Let's get to the news. Some badminton news to start the podcast. The Premier Badminton League saw a thrilling tie on Monday as Avadhi Warriors beat Chennai Smashers 4-3 in a close contest. Sunwon Ho of South Korea, ranked 5th in the world, defeated England's Rajiv Osif in the men's singles match to seal the tie for the Warriors over former champions Chennai Smashers. He barely broke a sweat as he defeated Commonwealth Games bronze medalist Osif 15-6, 15-6, a bit anticlimactic given the seesaw contest between the otherwise evenly matched teams. Sung Ji-hyun of Korea continued her unbeaten run for Chennai in the PBL, defeating world number 10 Baewen Zhang 15-13, 15-8. Chennai's mixed doubles team, Chris and Gabby Adcock, ranked 9th in the world, also won their match against Matthias Christensen and Ashwini Ponnappa 15-13, 9-15, 15-14. There were tense moments as the pair lost the second game but stepped up their game to win the third. However, Avadhi Warriors won the men's singles and doubles matches, which saw them go through. Lee Dong-kyun easily defeated Chong Wei-feng 15-7, 15-13, while Warriors trump Lee Yang and Matthias Christensen won their doubles match 15-8, 15-6 against Chris Adcock and Sumeet Reddy. Yang and Christensen dominated their match. They had a massive 9-point lead at 11-2 in the second game before closing out the match. Following the Test series win in Australia, Indian cricket captain Virat Kohli said it is imperative to think about the future and added that he would like to see more fast bowlers coming through for the team. Kohli termed the series win in Australia as the best of his career. He said, and I quote, "By far, this is my best achievement, has to be on top of the pile. I was a part of the 2011 World Cup team, but I didn't have the emotion of not having been able to win a World Cup before, playing at home and winning it eventually. A lot of the senior players had that emotion, so for them, it was what we have achieved. Yes, it was a great moment for me to be part of, but if you ask me which moment is more emotional, I would say this one, because this is my third tour here and I've seen with experience and being in the field as to how difficult it is to win here. So from that point of view, this is more emotional to me," unquote. Kohli also pointed out that individual contributions by players are being recognized by the team. He said, and I quote, "If you ask me to single out a contribution, for me, Hanuma Vihari playing 70 balls with a new ball in MCG is as big as anyone getting 100 or anyone scoring 70 or 80. That's how we recognize contributions, and we don't look at contribution as something that goes up on the honours board," unquote. The skipper also praised India's bowling unit and said he wants three more pace bowlers who can share the workload while being as effective. He said, and I quote, "I feel great standing in the slip cotton watching these guys. I didn't have to tell Jasprit Bumrah yesterday to bowl at 149 clicks with the old ball to a number 11 batsman. It was his decision. You can see that hunger and you can see that passion. We would put everything on the line to win for the team." He went on to add, and I quote, "It's important to take care of these guys, especially manage workloads. That's going to be our priority going forward, but even more so, finding three more guys who can bowl as fast and as relentlessly as these guys. We already are in the process of identifying three pacers and then keep them ready, make them travel with the team, make them understand the importance of test cricket, what areas to bowl, what the mindset should be. Because once you create this kind of a culture in the team, you want it to continue," unquote. Football news now. From the AFC Asian Cup 2019, South Korea beat the Philippines on Monday, while China just about avoided a humiliating defeat to Minnows Kyrgyzstan. South Korea, one of the strongest teams in Asia, last won the tournament in 1960. Korea are ranked 53rd in the world, while the Philippines are ranked 116. That is lower than India, who are ranked 97. Yet, the Koreans had to soak up a considerable amount of pressure as the Filipinos, coached by Sven-Goran Eriksson, put up a stiff fight. It eventually fell to Korea's prolific Hwang Ui-jo to score the solitary goal in the 67th minute, which helped them register their first win in their opening Group C match. South Korea will be boosted by the arrival of Tottenham star Sun Heung-min after their first two games. Meanwhile, China survived a scare and staged a comeback to win 2-1 against Kyrgyzstan. China are ranked 76th in the world, while Kyrgyzstan, who are ranked 91, are playing their first major tournament. Kyrgyzstan dominated the first half and were leading 1-0 at halftime, but the second half saw goalkeeper Pavel Matyesh score an embarrassing own goal when he palmed the ball into the Kyrgyzstan net. That gave China the reprieve they had been desperately looking for. With 12 minutes left in the game, forward Yu Dabao slammed home the second goal to ensure China avoided the blushes. News from the I-League now. Mohun Bagan's stunning loss to Real Kashmir on Sunday had immediate repercussions. On Monday, the club announced it had signed Khalid Jamil as their next coach. The announcement came less than 24 hours after current coach Shankarlal Chakraborty resigned in the wake of the loss to I-League debutants Real Kashmir. Their press release said, and I quote, "With immense pleasure, we wish to inform you that Khalid Jamil has been appointed the new head coach of Mohun Bagan's senior football team for the remainder of 2018-2019 football season. Please note that the team will resume training on Tuesday at Mohun Bagan ground under their new head coach," unquote. Jamil was coach of Azol FC when they won the I-League in 2016. The title win is considered one of the biggest achievements in the history of Indian domestic football. Jamil, a Kuwait-born Indian, then moved to East Bengal but parted ways after failing to win the I-League and Super Cup in 2017. After the loss to Kashmir, Mohun Bagan are in sixth place in the points table with just 15 points from 11 games.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.